Clearing title, How Simple Legal Acts Have Great Societal Consequences. Guest essayist, Andrew Langer. Early on in the film Lawrence of Arabia, Colonel Lawrence, played by Peter O'Toole, offers a quote from Themistocles to a British general. "I cannot fiddle," Lawrence says, "but I can make a great state from a little city." Themistocles' quote is illustrative of an important point. Sometimes the simplest acts can have tremendous impact in the long term for a society. Clearing title, the action of ensuring that someone owns a particular parcel of land, free and clear, is one of these actions. From the standpoint of real estate law, the importance is obvious. You cannot buy or sell or invest in a parcel of land unless the threat of ownership is crystal clear. But clearing title goes far beyond that and is an essential element of a free and prosperous society. Throughout his works on property, especially the seminal book, The Mystery of Capital, Peruvian economist and political scientist Hernando de Soto talks at length about the role that strong property rights play in creating prosperous and stable societies. In it, he compares and contrasts the various property rights regimes in a host of nations and lays out the case for how the protection of private property or lack thereof plays into the nation's well-being. De Soto is emphatic that ensuring the clarity of title is one of the most important, if not the most, single element that separates a rich and stable nation from a poor and unstable one. Without that clear title, people are hesitant to buy or sell a piece of property. Worse, without that clear title, people cannot use that piece of property to invest in their own future. They cannot better themselves, and without that prospect, they lose hope. And it is that loss of hope combined with economic stagnation that leads to the collapse of a society. From its founding, the United States has looked at such property rights as a bedrock principle of the Republic. But beyond the Constitution's protections in the Bill of Rights, the nation could not have become who we are without recognizing the importance of clear title. In fact, the very mechanisms by which U.S. territories become states provide us with example after example of how clearing title was an essential element of the settling of the American West. If one surveys the enabling acts, especially the enabling acts of states which became a part of the Union after the 1848 Treaty of Guadalupe, Hidalgo, one will find a variation on the phrase in each that the title to all unappropriated public lands shall be turned over to the federal government and that the federal government will become responsible for disposing of these lands. The territorial governments, that later became state governments, entered into this agreement because that was this tacit understanding that in order to facilitate smooth settlement and thus encourage that settlement, ensuring that a parcel of land had a clear title was key. And it worked. Federal government was able to effectively encourage mass settlement in Western states, and those who were able to secure property either for free or for a very low amount could not only build on those lands secure in the knowledge that they wouldn't have someone claiming that land somewhere down the road, but they could use that property as collateral for investment as well, an essential aspect of agriculture, for instance, even in modern times. The lesson also has ramifications in the context of international law. Many conservatives and conservative organizations rightly show skepticism at international legal regimes like the United Nations Convention on the Law of the Sea. Understandably, they don't like the idea of an international body picking and choosing who or how someone gains access to valuable minerals and other resources under the seabed in international waters. But what they fail to understand is that, unlike much of what the UN does, UNCLOS is a pro-property rights regime that builds on how we understand property and finance to ensure the same kind of smoothness that led to the settling of the American West. It essentially grants that title, in reality a permitted leasehold interest, to an applicant who can then turn around and secure the money necessary to extract the resources. Two companies present themselves before a lending institution attempting to secure financing for an under-the-seabed extraction project. One has the title from UNCLOS. The other is just asserting that the project is in international waters and is therefore open to anyone. Who will the bank give the loan to? The one who has the legal right to engage in the project, of course. The one who has clear title. As the world looks to finding ways to promote economic prosperity and political stability, the work of Hernando de Soto makes it clear. Look towards property rights, including ensuring clear title to property. This, as Themistocles would say it, is how you do make a great state from a small city. Andrew Langer is president of the Institute for Liberty. This fall, he begins teaching at the College of William and Mary in Virginia.